For our meditation this Christmas Eve, we think on the passage where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." I read from John chapter 10, verses 11 through 16. "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. You are our rock and our redeemer. Amen." For those who are visiting and don't regularly attend here, what we've been following and thinking about on Advent, this evening, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then finally, New Year's Eve Day next Sunday, is the I am statements that Jesus makes in the Gospel of John. And so that first, you can follow along on this, or you don't have to, just listen, whatever you want, but there's some notes in the yellow sheet. Jesus says, "I am." He said, "I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. And tonight, I am the good shepherd." When he says, "I am," we can see that there's this close connection. He is referring to God's name. He is saying, "I am God. I am Yahweh," from the Old Testament. And so he says a number of things in these statements. He says, "I am God." And the disciples recognize that, and the churches recognize that being said in these statements. And he's also saying something different each time, some different message and teaching in each of these sayings. And we remember, as God, as creator, Jesus speaks and it happens, and it's true. He says reality. He announces reality. He creates reality. So when we hear Jesus say, "I am the light of the world," or tonight, "I am the good shepherd," he's calling us to faith. He's calling us to think about that, to believe and grasp on him as our good shepherd. This evening, "I am the good shepherd." There's so many things you could say, but just two things for tonight. Jesus is our good shepherd, the good one. Now, we know there's many kinds of shepherds all around the world in his time, in our time too, throughout history. And shepherds might be better and some might be worse. Some might be very careful with their sheep. Some might not be so careful. That's the way humans are. When Jesus says he is the good shepherd, he says, "I am the perfect one. I am the one that takes care of the sheep." And just a few thoughts on that. He offers perfect protection. Human shepherds, even if they're a good shepherd, one that's faithful, cannot protect against all things, cannot protect against the weather. You can kind of take care of your sheep, but you can't change the weather. Jesus, he protects against all things, and even for we humans, the evils that we face from day to day, he gives protection. Jesus, as the good shepherd, knows each one of us individually. He knows each of our weaknesses, our strengths, our hurts, where we need to be encouraged. As a shepherd might know his different sheep and what to watch out for them, he knows all the more. He knows us body, mind, and soul. He knows us completely. And he takes care of us. There's illnesses and problems we may face, but Jesus knows all these outcomes. He knows everything that's happening. And he's a shepherd that's guiding us through. We can always go to him for help. We always can take our concerns to him. And Jesus is a shepherd that leads us not only to pasture for this life, but life everlasting. And no human shepherd or no human doctor or anybody on earth can do that. But Jesus leads us to eternal life. And he speaks about this many, many times. And the second thing to think about is that Jesus is the good shepherd. People, we all, are aware of our needs. We look for health care, we look for good employment, we look for different things to have a good life. But Jesus is the one who can do this completely. Without Jesus, who is going to protect us from the deep, deep evil powers? It doesn't matter where you look in our world today. There's many evil things perpetrated by humans, but also by the evil one who wants to hurt people. Who can perfectly protect that? We look to our policemen, our military to protect us, but who protects them? Even our best protectors need protecting. And who in our life can give us true life but Jesus? And who would lay down his life for the wayward sheep? Scripture says sometimes even we might be willing to die for a good person, but for sinners, for those who have weaknesses, who will die for them and to take care of them? It is Christ. So Jesus calls us to see that he is our good shepherd. If we neglect listening to him and following him, then we might have some things in life and protections in life, but we know they're fleeting. Jesus calls us to look to him. This evening, the children will sing about Jesus, his birth. They will say recitations. They're calling us also to think about Jesus as our good shepherd, whether we are little or whether we have many years. They are calling us also to think about Jesus. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for coming to earth as a baby, to minister, grow up, suffer, die, and rise again, to be our good shepherd. Strengthen our faith in you. Be with the children this evening as they speak and sing about you. In your name we pray, amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.